Voters across the state will decide on Tuesday whether cities in California can decide to expand rent control. Big real estate and private equity firms have put as much as $65 million to convince Californians to vote no on Proposition 10. It turns out some of that money is funded by pensions for state and local employees who largely support the measure. For more, we are going to turn live to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and speak with Jessica Goodhart, a reporter at the nonprofit publication Capital and Main. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Who is funding the No campaign and what's in it for them?
Thanks very much for having me. Most of the funding for the No campaign comes from big corporate landlords. You know, you'll see on TV the face of the No campaign is homeowners and veterans, but a lot of that money has come from Wall Street landlords who are really primarily concerned about their returns to shareholders. And so we took a look at those big companies, like Blackstone Group is one of the top donors, and took a look at what their record was on providing affordable housing to California. And what we found was that in some cases, those companies had actually exacerbated the housing crisis that we're facing right now, the affordable housing crisis. Blackstone Group advocates charge that, you know, one of their companies that they partially own, Invitation Homes, purchased thousands of single-family homes in the aftermath of the foreclosure crisis and then proceeded to raise rents on those homes, putting a lot of pressure on tenants.
Talk, if you would, about the role of public employee pensions in all of this.
Sure. One of the stories authored by our investigative reporters, David Sirota and Andrew Perez, found that Blackstone Group was actually using pension money from public employees, including San Francisco municipal workers, to fund the No on 10 campaign. And I think in the introduction it was mentioned that, you know, many of these same employees are struggling to find affordable housing, and especially in high-cost markets like San Francisco. You know, I should say that, you know, we did reach out to Invitation Homes. You know, they counter that, on the issue of, that they're providing quality service to their tenants. But there have been investigations by reporters and tenants groups that have found that they've skimped on maintenance and jacked up rents. And in fact, I spoke to one tenant who was a homeowner here in Los Angeles, where we're based, who got a rent increase letter after her lease expired, asking for a $500 increase, a 25% increase on her rent. And she was able to negotiate a lower increase, but she's working with tenant groups, and not every tenant is able to do that.
Thanks so much. That's Jessica Goodhart. She's a reporter at the nonprofit publication Capital and Main.